Exit. BBC Radio 6. Music. Tonight at midnight, Femi Colioso. At 10, Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
This is BBC Radio 6 music.
Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater on a saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Park, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Val Dunican as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. Mmm, that's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kit and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
At some point, someone should do an updated Generation Z millennial-friendly version of that with all the famous people updated to make sense to people these days, shouldn't they? I'm playing that by way of a tribute and celebration. The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band have just won a court case this week to be able to call themselves that again. When they reunited in 2005, they found out that someone had copyrighted their name and they've had to go to court to try and win back the rights to their own name. They now have succeeded and they can go on the road again as the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, and that's one of their bangers, possibly their ultimate banger, the intro and the outro from the album Gorilla. Thank you to Now Playing. I'm Stuart McConey. This is The Freak Zone, and I will tell you about what's upcoming after a couple of tunes, starting with a new Dutch trio signed to Sub Pop. I love this. The Homesick. I celebrate my fantasy.
We'll be right back. for tuning in to the Free
That's great, in a kind of ramshackle Anglo-French way, isn't it? Clémentine Marsh, Le Continent, which is out now on Lost Map. This is the Freak Zone. Tonight, we have new music from some young Tokyo Zappa freaks, also from Japan, ghost stories set to lo-fi abstract hip-hop, some radical 60s jazz from Detroit, some left-field sunshine pop, music from the Sahara, from Gong, from Yoko Ono and more. Ka Bird talks us through her brilliant, modern, ritualistic new album, Respires. And our featured album for tonight can be described, for once properly, as seminal. Seminal as in at the beginning of something, because this seeded a whole genre, that whole genre called stoner rock or stoner metal. Three longhairs from San Jose, California, called Sleep. It was their second studio album, came out in the November of 1992. In Europe, not for a few months after that in the USA, because it was us here in Britain who first saw their brilliance. They sent their early demos to the fantastic Nottingham-based label Earache Records, who said, yep, we're going to put this out. This is great. It is absolutely soaked in Black Sabbath, who I often, you know, buy me a couple of drinks and I'll expound at length on why I think Black Sabbath, after the Beatles, are the most influential British group of all time. Certainly they influenced Sleep. This is just an absolutely great record. It seeded, as I said, that whole genre known as stoner, probably along with Chaos, Josh Homme's pre-Queens of the Stone Age band. But it's just a great record. Sludgy, immersive. I'll let you enjoy it for yourself. This is the opening track, Dragonaut. We'll be right back. haven't seen the 1997 Harmony Korine film Gummo. Apparently that's in it. Dragonaut, the opening track on our featured album for tonight. Brilliant record. Sleep's Holy Mountain, sometimes just called Holy Mountain, by the band Sleep, who were Al Cisneros, bass guitar vocals, Matt Pike on guitar, and Chris Hackius on drums. More from this seminal, used correctly for once, album a little bit later on in the show.
Six Music.
Across every era and many genre, music's been an integral part of my life.
Don Letts.
From spinning dub reggae at the UK's first punk rock club to nicing up the place with some heavyweight bass at festivals around the world, I've always selected sounds in a different way. The Culture Clash way. Sunday night is where the contemporary, crucial and classic collide. Combining new tunes and certified sounds from across the globe to create a musical experience like no other. And every week, I delve into my own collection to explore the crucial vinyl albums that have inspired me.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Tonight from 10 on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Touch of the Zappas about that, which I know will go down well with a lot of you lot out there. Led by Takafumi Ishida, DeLoreans describe themselves in their bio as a bunch of five long-haired Japanese 20-somethings playing Zappa-loving, Canterbury-inspired, bliss-out spiritual jazz rippers. From their self-titled debut album, DeLoreans, that was Daytona. And before it, Rashomon, from an album called Ash Can Copy. I think Rashomon is pretty much a guy called Matt Thompson. Hobhurst House. I saw a review of this record where someone saying they were embarrassed by the fact that they'd never seen any of the films that it's based on. It's an album of interpretations of soundtrack cues from films that were, for some reason or other, never released. Italy, Japan and the USA, amongst others. I think the reason that reviewer shouldn't feel too embarrassed is I don't think these films actually exist. I think this is a bit of an elaborate prank. And I'm not sure, but I couldn't find any references to any of them. Hobhurst House was the name of that track, and that is a place in Derbyshire, but I'm not sure it is a cult British movie that was never released. Anyway, I'm more than happy to be corrected. I love the record anyway. Ash Can Copy by Rashomon. Still to come, we've got more from our featured album Sleep's Holy Mountain. We've got that interview with Cat Bird, but we've got some Yoko Ono after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 8:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Prince Andrew is said to be standing by his decision to take part in a BBC interview about his links with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The prince has been widely criticised for showing a lack of remorse during the interview and for failing to refer to Epstein's victims. Nick Witchell is our royal correspondent.
I understand from people close to Prince Andrew that he stands by the decision to do the Newsnight interview, though it's fair to say I think that they've been taken aback by the intensity of the negative reaction to it. They say that he wanted to address these issues head on. They feel that he did so with honesty and humility. They hope, they say, that people will judge him on that basis.
A man who was arrested at Heathrow Airport on Thursday has been charged with the preparation of terrorist acts. Mamoun Rashid, who's 26 and from East London, was detained after arriving on a flight from Turkey. He'll appear in court tomorrow. Family of a 13-year-old girl who's been critically injured in a stabbing in County Fermanagh say she was attacked whilst trying to protect her 11-month-old nephew. A 41-year-old woman was also hurt when a gang of men armed with machetes forced their way into the house in Lisnaski. Hundreds of bikers have ridden through Northamptonshire in memory of Harry Dunn, the teenager whose death led to a diplomatic row with the United States. The ride began near the spot where the 19-year-old died after his motorbike was struck by a car. England's footballers have beaten Kosovo 4-0 in their final Euro 2020 qualifier. They'd already secured a place in next year's tournament. This is the moment Harry Kane scored the second goal.
Sterling on this near side, England lead by a goal to nil, goes on the outside, plays it in low, falls towards Harry Kane, and Harry Kane rifles the ball in from close range to find the back of the net. Harry Kane has scored in all eight qualifiers and guarantees that England will be among the top seeds at Euro 2020.
Six Music News, your next update in an hour.
This is BBC Radio
6
Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
Six Music.
We'll be right back.
Wow. I think at some point we'll have to have Yoko Ono, Plastic Ono Band as one of our featured albums. It was recorded pretty much entirely in an afternoon off in October 1970, when they were making the John Lennon Plastic Ono Band album at Abbey Road in Ascot Sound Studios. And that's terrific. That is called Why. And you can find that also, I was reminded of it this week, on a new compilation called Beautiful Freaks, The Sound of the Counterculture. And we'll play another track from that compilation a bit later on. Let's return, though, to our featured album on the Freak Zone for tonight. It is Sleep and Sleep's Holy Mountain. Here's another track from Beyond.
Thank you.
San Jose, a trio called Sleep, who pretty much invented stoner rock and stoner metal. We are celebrating this album tonight. It's Jerusalem, the 50-minute single piece of music, is probably their most ambitious piece, but I think this is a stronger record with these individual tracks, and that one was From Beyond, and there will be more from it, our featured album, a little bit later on in the show.
Six Music.
One of the things I love most about music is, like a strange kind of map, it can lead you to whole new worlds.
Keris Matthews.
Join me every Sunday morning from 10 and savour the international language of rhythm and melody. Songs that traverse all genres and eras. Songs that make you stop and lose yourself. Share words of beauty.
Then came November, winter's second kiss.
Great musicians in the studio waiting to play for us. Oh, yes, what an extraordinary voice.
This is Keris.
Ah, the wonderful world of easy Sundays. No need to rush. Let's enjoy this time we have together.
Available now on BBC Sounds.
This is The Freak Zone, and I am Stuart McConey. Thank you for joining me. My guest this week is the American musician Ka Bird, who grew up, as we shall hear, in the American city of Decatur in Illinois. She formed with some other girls from her neighbourhood a band called Spires That In The Sunset Rise, who you may know are kind of psych, alternative, unusual folk band who were compared to people like Commus, amongst other people. She's also made now two solo albums reflecting her own remarkable voice and flute playing and kind of ritualistic and shamanistic, we'll talk about these terms in a moment, repetitive, quite immersive and involving pieces of music. Her new album, Respires, is absolutely terrific, and I caught up with her from her home in Brooklyn to find out more.
Ka Bird.
I love the record. I love Respires. It seems to me to be a merger of the very old and the very new. I mean, does that make sense? It seems to both be coming from a deeply ancient place and quite a modern place as well. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Yeah, I think that the record definitely blends together some sort of ancient and future elements. My brother, when he first listened to the record, he was sort of like, I feel like I'm listening to some sort of alien tribe or something that I don't really know exactly what's going on, but I'm very curious and interested in what's going on.
It's always difficult these days when, because I wanted to use words like tribalistic and ritualistic and shamanistic, and then you worry in this day and age, is that okay? You know what I mean? You start to worry about, but I think it is in this sense, because it does seem to be tapping into some of those older energies, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I understand the hesitation for those words, but I think there's something just about my process, which is some kind of like catharsis of performance or these like various techniques of ecstasy, which I mean, bring in sort of like shamanic elements. I do not claim to be a shaman. I don't claim to have any kind of, you know, spiritual special access. To me, it's a very like personal experience, but I think people seeing me go through this very physical performance where I'm like 100% in it, aggressively immediate, I like to say, that it makes people feel like it's some sort of ritual. First started, you know, performance was kind of torture, honestly. It was very nerve-wracking and like, oh, I got to get this right and I got to play my part right. And it's like, why am I doing this? I hate performing. I'm so misaligned with this. And, you know, through the years, I, you know, went through a lot of different stages, which included a period of pretty heavy improvisation, which kind of freed me up. And it started to become more and more physical, and to the point now where I love performing. Performing is my favorite thing to do in the world. It's just, it's such an empowering experience. And when I'm done with a performance, people are like, oh my God, you must be so tired.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess I'm dripping in sweat, but honestly, I feel more alive than I have all day right now, you know?
I'm interested in your musical progression. Many of our listeners will know you from your work in Spies That In The Sunset Rise. You grew up in a place, is it Decatur? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Decatur.
Decatur. Well, I've been pronouncing that wrongly for all my life. Not that I've had to say it very often in England.
Oh, I'm sure that comes up in conversation a lot.
So Decatur, and what kind of a time was that? I'm intrigued to know what music you grew up with.
Right. Yeah, Decatur is a very small kind of factory town in central Illinois. Supermarket to the world. It has you know, lots of corn and soybean processing, and it's gross and stinky. but anyway, I look at my childhood as an incredibly idealistic time. I grew up in a very supportive family, was very close to my older brother, and the Spires were all from Decatur.
Right.
No, the three other women were all from Decatur. So Tara Lee and I, my longtime collaborator from Spires, we ran cross country together in high school. And I think eventually we sort of like would sneak off during like practice and like listen to music. And we were really into early Throwing Muses.
Right.
I don't know if you're familiar with that material so much, but that like the first couple records, like House Tornado, the self-titled one, we would dissect those songs, you know, drive the car in the cornfields and just listen to that band.
Yeah.
And we then began to form a band when I was 16. And then that just kind of like kept evolving. I mean, I think because Decatur had so little to offer culturally, like zero, we had to kind of create our own world.
Well, you've been performing this material live all across the autumn, all over the place, and now the record is available on Revenge if people want to hear it in the comfort of their own home, as it were. And have you got plans for more shows upcoming?
Yeah, I have some shows in the spring and working on maybe some shows in the US.
Okay.
I have a big show at the Kitchen here in New York the first week of April that's going to be like a really special one that I'm going to have to put a lot of time and effort into. It'll actually be because there's this other side of me that I was also a pianist. And this will be a two piano piece with some multi-channel spatialization going on.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Kat, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. It's a really terrific record.
Super. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back.
Thank you, Kat. Respires is out now, as I said, on Revenge. I'm Stu McConey, and you're listening to The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. I just mentioned this new compilation, a tribute new compilation called Beautiful Freaks, Sands of the Counterculture. From it, and it was also on the Camembert Electrique album, which has been a featured album in the past on this show, here's Gong and Faux Hat Digs Holes in Space.
Hallucinating, freedom calls, what's freedom, baby? القبات الزرقاء شجرة الغرابة وظلها سعودة من يعرف حماية هواك لنقى شجرة الغرابة وظلها سعودة من يعرف حماية هواك لنقى
Aziz Ibrahim was raised in the Sahrawi refugee camps, which are on the frontier between Algeria and Western Sahara. When Morocco invaded the Western Sahara in 1975, it caused great turmoil there. She now lives in Barcelona, but she's a powerful spokesperson for the Sahrawi people. From her new album, Sahara, that is Aziz Ibrahim and Leil. I hope I pronounced that correctly, L-E-I-L. And before it, you can find it on this beautiful Freaks comp. It was also on Camembert Electric. Great stuff from Gong, Faux Hat, Digs Holes in Space. This show has a sister show called the Freak Zone Playlist. It goes out at midnight on Saturdays and then is on BBC Sounds. We ask a friend of the show, a musician, to compile an hour-long playlist of us of interesting left-field experimental music that's to their taste. Last night, it was compiled by Robin Richards. He's a composer, he's a musician, he's a member of the excellent alt-pop band Dutch Uncles, and he's got a new EP out. I played you the single edit last week, but here's the full five-minute version of Toompi. Thank you.
6 Music.
Hello. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Iggy Pop. Hey, 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 hey. That'll perk you up.
This is Iggy Pop.
Here on the Confidential Show, I will play any old thing, any old length that I any old want to. And that's a nice feeling.
Whoa, yeah.
Where can you enjoy the company of music as fresh as that? Here on the Confidential Show is where I know of nowhere else. This is where it's at, baby.
Iggy Confidential.
Something completely different.
Available now on the BBC Sounds app.
Thank you.
From a new release called The Hometown Detroit Sessions by Tribe, who started in 1971 in Detroit by saxophonist Wendell Harrison and the trombonist Phil Ranlin, became a live collective, became an independent record label, became really a very powerful political, cultural force in the city, and they've now got a compilation out called Hometown Detroit Sessions by Tribe. That's excellent. That's called Hometown. And before it, from his new EP Castle, Robin Richards with the full version of Toompie. Check out Robin's Freak Zone playlist that went out last night. It's now available at the BBC Sounds app.
Thank you.
Kwaidan are apparently a genre, a style of Japanese ghost stories. Musician Maite took it upon himself to transpose these folkloric tales with music. And apparently the guy who wrote them, Kozumu Yakumo, is a very important figure in the Japanese literary world, particularly for his ghost stories. I guess maybe he's a kind of M.R. James of Japan. And Maite's new album is versions of these recontextualised with music, and I love it. That's Curio is the name of that track. And before it, from the self-titled debut album, also their only real hit, if you can call them a 69 a hit, Eternity's Children from Cleveland, Mississippi. Bit of left-field sunshine pop for you there. Still to come, we've got one more track from our featured album. We've got Live Freaks from Terza, some music from Tyrannosaurus Rex after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 9:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. A source close to Prince Andrew says he's standing by his decision to give an in-depth interview to the BBC about his friendship with the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. In the Newsnight interview conducted at Buckingham Palace, the Prince denied a claim by one woman that she'd had sex with him when she was 17 years old. The Fire Brigades Union is calling for a complete overhaul of UK safety after a fire at a block of flats in Bolton. The cladding on the Cube wasn't the same as Grenfell, but issues have been identified during inspections after the tragedy. Professor George Holmes is President and Vice Chancellor of Bolton University.
Any building that's got local authority approval for students will have had local authority planning and building regulations approval, and that's as far as I can go. I can't inspect other people's buildings because they don't belong to me. Indeed, I think someone would argue if I turned up trying to inspect their buildings, am I trying to compete with them unfairly by saying anything about their building?
A man who was arrested at Heathrow Airport on Thursday has been charged with the preparation of terrorist acts. Mamoun Rashid, who's 26 and from East London, was detained after arriving on a flight from Turkey. He'll appear in court tomorrow. England have beaten Kosovo 4-0 in their final Euro 2020 qualifier. The team had already secured their place in next year's tournament, but wanted a top seeding. England's manager, Gareth Southgate.
Tonight was a tough test, difficult pitch. I mean, amazing atmosphere to get the welcome we did, but we also knew a huge night for Kosovo to try and gain the scalp of England. So I thought it was just the sort of test we need, actually. We found out how we were going to play under pressure. They pressed us well. We didn't always cope with that so well.
And Max Verstappen has won the penultimate race of the Formula One season, the Brazilian Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton, who's already clinched his sixth world championship, was demoted from third to seventh place after being penalised for a collision towards the end of the race. Six Music News, your next update is in the morning.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
6 Music.
Magic on that, in some way I slain yours. Stone eyes, a drift away flies, in some way I fish is one. Funny how the day comes, funny how the day comes, funny how the day comes, never. Funny how heart made you to dawn God at a glance I dance is one sandwich by your straw trees could you please heart cleanse passion.
Funny how the day comes, step up.
was talking earlier about how our featured album for tonight, of which more in a moment, Sleep's Holy Mountain, properly can be described as seminal, that much misunderstood word, as it wasn't at the beginning of something. It was the seedbed of what became Stoner Rock. Tyrannosaurus Rex could make a very good case, you know, for having been the seedbed of alt-folk and psych-folk, couldn't they? That sounds kind of so up-to-date, in a way. Fist Heart, Mighty Dawn Dart from A Beard of Stars by the wonderful Tyrannosaurus Rex. Let's return, then, to Sleep's Holy Mountain and the title track of sorts, Holy Mountain. Holy Mountain was a 1973 Mexican kind of surreal fantasy horror film directed, written, produced, co-scored and co-edited by Alejandro Jodorowsky. Apparently, some of the Beatles, Lennon and Harrison and Yoko Ono put up some money for it. And we assume that is where Sleep took the name up, Sleep's Holy Mountain. That was the title track. It has been our featured album for tonight, and I hope you agree with me that it's brilliant, and I hope you are banging your head like a good nerd towards the end. From the 13th of June 2019, our live freak section of the show was originally recorded for Ravers while he was in for Riley. This is Terza and Devotion.
So listen to me. 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 Yeah. So listen to me. So listen to me. So listen.
There is no real specific way of scoring a film. It's something that you have to feel.
Sound and vision.
I'm Miranda Sawyer, and this week, DJ, musician, soundtrack composer, and indeed film producer, David Holmes.
I want to work with people who have great energy and have great ideas and want to try new things. When you're working with people like Soderbergh and Steve McQueen, sometimes they say very little, but that little what they say is huge.
Sound and Vision,
the programme that talks to filmy people about music and musicy people about film.
There's something really great just about having a conversation with a director rather than just reading a script. I prefer that all day long. You just get a much deeper sense of what I'm doing.
Secret Music.
Available now.
On the BBC Sound app.
Aphex Twin and Björk are both fans of Lanark Artifacts. Why wouldn't they be? That's excellent. Essentially, a 23-year-old Glasgow-based English Lit graduate called Callum McRae. He makes music as Lanark Artifacts, and that is a track called Corallin, and I very much liked it. Don Letts is next. I'm afraid that you have missed the live dates by Kujaku, the Japanese psych band, and the Salford-based visual artist Impact TV. Those dates are finished now, but you can hear the music here from the Kujaku is a new track called Gloria, and I will see you soon.
Thank you.
is BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the BBC Music Introducing Mixtape.
6 Music.
At midnight, Demi Colioso. Right now, it's Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.